Some stories and lyrics you'll hear on Jailbreak are unsuitable for young audience and may offend some sensitive listeners. If something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it. Hello, I'm Percy Barkindji Man, 42 years old. This is Jailbreak, 2SER 107.3 FM, Sunday nights, 9:30 PM.
The radio, oh, listen to the radio, radio.
I'm your host, coming right to your cell here, John Moroney Correctional Centre, Programs Area, Radio Studio.
Radio.
I've been in John Moroney 4 months today. Ag break, aggravated break at Enna. I guess being here now is part of my road that I need to track along in order to grow. Sitting up in the wing in my cell, next thing you know, I've got this voiceover. Come down to meet this lady saying she's going to tell me about this radio stunt going on. So I thought, yeah, all right, anything to get out the wing for a bit. Every now and again, you might hear the PA on. We're in a programs area. There's a light, a manhole, an air vent, and a door. The colour of the wall is blue. Where PA is going to be pretty frequently used. Welcome to Jailbreak.
The radio, oh, listen to the radio. The radio, oh, listen to the radio. The radio.
Adina, Ikayla, Cara Lee and Warrigal, Dad loves yous. My mum, legend, with Murray River people. She's done the hard yards bringing my kids up. And my old man, I'd like to shout out to him too. We might see eye to eye, but I do love ya. I've been incarcerated about 3 times. This past 4 months has been pretty rough, actually. It's been pretty hard. I wasn't well at all. My memory only just come back recently. I wasn't myself. It's out of character. This is the kind of road that the drugs will take you on. Roads that you do not want to tread. When I first went to jail, I was 18. We all had bets, me and my mates, who'd go to jail first. Done 6 months, a bad assault as well, and that was alcohol. People don't see it as a drug. It's one of the most vicious ones, to tell you the truth. I was a bit lost and disorientated, you know. I was at Silverwater, and one of the elders, Nukes, he goes, all you black fellas, come meet me over here. Got me through being amongst the brothers. Might be just little things here and there. It's how you going, have a little yarn here and there. Talk to other inmates, the brothers out there and there. And
this hard life that I live is the only thing that I give, cause in this suffering is the only thing that I've seen. They telling me I should quit, they telling me I should fall, but the only thing that I want in life is that plan of black on that wall.
Being a fair-skinned black fella has impacted me mentally, physically, spiritually. I didn't love myself. I've been battling an addiction for over a couple of decades. Wow, I was going really well. 2 years of being clean, I just gained my children back. Restoration of my children after 9 years. 9 years of hard yakka, you know. I was an regional Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander of the Year, opiate substitute treatment worker. I was doing diploma in alcohol and other drugs and mental health. I've mucked up, which is why I'm in here. I fell off the bandwagon. My addictions took me to deep and dark places. Got into a toxic relationship. I just become complacent and thought I didn't have a problem. I become spiteful, self-centered, not the person I am. I'd love to just be able to say no. Move forward, not just for me, but for my babies. Should have been the loving father, being there. What happened then? I still hold it, heavy heart. Oh, hello, I'm Percy. I'm Barking G, man. This is Jailbreak.
Is there anybody out there, 1, 2, 3, on the satellite radio? Does anybody care? Are you listening to me on the satellite radio? Have the galaxy...
John Moroney Correctional Centre, Programs Area, Radio Studio, coming right to your cell, wherever you are in the system. The mob out there with loved ones on the inside, we're doing okay, and think of you all the time. Tune into Jailbreak every week of every year. Same time, same network. I do a lot of NA meetings and AA meetings, a lot of rehab. Hearing other mutual stories was a really positive experience for me. It gives me a self-awareness. What I've learned from that, acknowledge the positive things I've done. Try acknowledge I've got beautiful kids, mad mum, you know, deadly brother, deadly nephew, nieces. I'm hoping to get into another program in Newcastle. This is Jailbreak with you for the next half hour. Adina, Ikayla, Cara Lee and Warrigal. My babies, I love you. I picked a song for you. Tupac Changes.
Changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, it's life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm tired of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a need, bro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a heat, bro. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One mess, hungry mouth, for no welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal with brothers. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brothers, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how it's supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to what we played as kids, but then it changed. And that's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, crack you up, and flip back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your mobile phone. But tell the cops I can't touch this. I don't trust this. When they try to rush, I bust this. That's the sound number two. You say it ain't cool, but mama didn't raise no fool. And as long as I stay black, I gotta stay strapped. And I never get to lay back, cause I always gotta worry about the payback. Some buck that I roughed up way back, coming back after all these years. Rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat. That's the way it is. That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same.
Just the way it is. We got the hopes, feel it, come on, back it.
changes. I'm your host, Percy Barkindji Man, here, John Moroney Correctional Centre, on Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM, Sunday nights, 9:30. This is Jailbreak.
Well, why don't you put your hand up for some radio? Jailbreak visits just about any centre. Ask your SAPO or welfare to contact Jailbreak. Address at the end of the program. Listening to the Community Radio Network, this is Jailbreak.
Come over there, mate. Coming straight for you. You might see out there listening and tuned in. I hope you're comfortable and sitting back in yourselves tonight, having a good chew, and enjoy the music and enjoy the show. And we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Jailbreak. Stay listening.
Turn it on.
Hearing I was running from the cops, caught up in the game and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding a Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us. Be yourself, not like everyone else. If you feel under pressure, don't think using will bring you leisure. People act like drugs are their treasure. Just remember, family and friends forever, forever, forever.
Coming from a black background, growing up in black town, drugs have always been around. Controlling my life now, I'm trying to figure out, looking at the needle as another way out. I never thought I would have hepatitis C running through my veins, blood and arteries. I was never aware of when the boys used to share, just cleaning the fits, but it can still be there. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared.
Looking back now, I should have made different decisions. Didn't think about all the mistakes and consequences of the way I was living. And right from the beginning, I thought that I was winning. Don't even pray, too busy sinning. And I'm running, keep on running from the sirens. I don't wanna catch a bloodborne virus. And I'm writing all these lyrics from a jail cell. And if the Grim Reaper come along, going straight
caught
to hell.
Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
My mom had me, tribes were at jury. I'm kicking back in the penitentiary for aggravated robbery. That's where I caught my Hep C. This is my story, keeping on the low key till the day they set me
it's
free.
It's trying to get a leg in and fight for what's ours. Work like hard and sweat drips from my brow. I use my mind, I don't lose my mind. As I stop and settle down, no more time to mess around.
It's a new age, a new phase, a new time to be safe. I'm calling out to God for this soul to be saved. It's like I'm caught up in this mad drug phase. Hanging around the street with the boys, it's okay. Getting high, making money every day. Doing the same old same, looking for a change. Cause I'm over this crime wave. Getting chased by the coppers every single day. Looking over my shoulder, man, it's not okay. Time to be a soldier and up my game. Learned about Hep C, urging for a change. Maybe I'll be the teacher and show you the way so you can survive and fight another day.
Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
Growing up in Kempsey was a place to be. And there's no fee, you can lurk for free.
stay alert. And you see the cops chasing me, cause I'm just another dungarty brother caught up on the streets, running amok, doing drugs and not thinking. Feeling like the Titanic as I'll be sinking. Oh man, it's time to take a stand. I'll take a hand. Tell my baby daughter blessed, I will see you again.
Late at night, when I'm laying in my bed, thinking about all the crazy shit I ever did. And yeah, I'm surprised that I even survived. Cause life is a cruel game, I'm trying to stay alive. And I know it isn't fair, they're the cards you were dealt. And I got no one to blame but my own damn self. Keep rolling, keep strolling, and focus on getting my parole. And keep your head held high, looking up to the sky. Even after 7 long years, my spirit's still alive.
Guys, you've been pounding on those weights, guys. Aren't you on the Hep C treatment, guys?
Yeah, a few weeks already.
Not feeling sick, eh? Not losing any weight?
Nah, sweet. And they say it's working for me. A few more weeks off the pills and I'm sweet. They say a cure.
Can I still have it with my depression?
Yeah, put your form into the nurse today.
If you're not sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary. It shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with yellow liquid called Fincol. It's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only use cold water to clean out injecting equipment as hot water clots blood.
Every week of every year, jailbreaks coming to you, same time, same route. Just cause you're in doesn't mean you're out.
To mob out there with loved ones on the inside, we're doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune into Jailbreak every week of every year. Same time, same network.
I'm your host, Percy Barkindji Man, here, John Moroney Correctional Centre. This is Jailbreak on Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM.
Grew up in Doonside, loved Doonside. A lot of good mates through the years, through the school. I miss school so much. Kids, if you can get out there and get into school, get into school. School was the best years of my life. I went down a different path. We all had bets, me and my mates, who'd go to jail first. I first started drinking when I was really young. Alcohol, you can actually die from through just withdrawal symptoms alone. The DTs, delirium tremors, and you shake and shiver. Heroin was introduced to my life when I was really young too. Self-harm, and I didn't really know who I was. Just walking down the street, I'm just classed as a fair fella. When people say the black sheep, I think, yeah, I'm the white sheep. White fella, black fella, doesn't matter what your colour, as long as you're a true fella.
Brothers.
White fella, black fella, doesn't matter what your colour. I'm your host, Percy. Barking G Man here, John Moroney Correctional Centre. This is Jailbreak on Sydney's 2SER 107.3 FM.
I've had mental illness for quite some time. I was hearing voices and hallucinating and I was delusional. It's not nice. Terrifying. Yeah, it's very terrifying. I've been diagnosed with bipolar, schizophrenic. If I can't hear it, but I can see it, that's when I know my mind's playing tricks with me. Put it down to drug addiction, put it down plain and simply, abuse over years. You'd think I would quit, wouldn't you? My mental health deteriorated. I find it very hard to remember things. Like when I first got into jail this time, I found it extremely hard. Oh, crikey, it was scary. I signed myself up for education at the jail. Didgeridoo, the guitar, computers and reading and writing and maths. It's helping me stay out of my head every day. And in the afternoons, I do boot camp. It's a human connection thing. All nashos, because they're struggling too, and it shows me I'm not alone. The key word there is having a go. I was working as an Aboriginal opioid substitute treatment health worker. Done courses at Mount Druitt there, TAFE, in community services. I'd connect to the brothers and sisters on the methadone program or the buprenorphine program, opioid treatment, and see how they're going and if there's anything that they needed or if there's anything that I could do for them, how's their dose holding them, or if they needed counselling, issues with docs or facts, advocating for them from a holistic perspective. Being able to listen to another person's perspective is so crucial, especially in the addiction world. I learned how to listen. I learned how to shut up, listen. To be able to sit down, have people come up to you and open up because you can listen. They know that shit ain't gonna hit the fan because it ain't going nowhere. I'm private when it comes to yarns. That made me feel empowered and being able to give people power back. That's such a gratifying experience.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life.
I feel that was important because a bit of a letdown seeing where I am now. It opened a doorway for me because I didn't know it all.
Change his way, and no message could have been.
Jackson, man in the mirror, reminds me of my brother. He used to love Michael Jackson. I was a Bruce Springsteen fan. We always used to have, you know, who's the best. I would like to change. And the man in the mirror is the one I need to change.
Turned up the collar worn, my favorite winter coat. This wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man soul.
Jackson, man in the mirror. Why don't you tell me what you think of Jailbreak? You can write to us. Care of 2SER, P.O. Box 123 Broadway, New South Wales 2007. Mob connected to the net can email jailbreak at 2ser.com or check out Jailbreak's Facebook page. Search for Jailbreak Radio.
Jailbreak is one of the many projects of the Community Restorative Centre, supporting prisoners and families, New South Wales.
Wherever you are in the system, tell the brothers and sisters to tune into Jailbreak. To mob out there with loved ones on the inside, we're doing okay and think of you all the time. Tune into Jailbreak every week of every year. Same time, same network. Jailbreak's produced at Sydney's 2SER. 107.3 FM on Aboriginal land of the traditional owners, the Gadigal tribe, who walked these lands for 60,000 years. Jailbreak pays respects to elders past, present and emerging.